The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Matt, and I'm joined on the line by Brett, whom I haven't spoken to for a few weeks. That means we are talking films on At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Brett, nice to have you back on the line.
Yes, I'm emerging from my cave I've been hiding in, and figured I'd come back on the radio and hang out with you.
Good. I think James has done a pretty capable job, so round of applause for James, but nice to have you back.
I'll see if I can hold up to James. He's a charming guy, so I'll do my best.
He is. All right, you're wavering a little bit so far, but anyway, turn on the charm, man. All right, what's happening? What's happening down at State Cinemas?
Gosh, we have a absolutely stacked week this week. It's 8 new movies coming out this week. It's we're bringing it this week for you guys.
Okay, we'd better jump into it then. So this is 8 new films. Let's start rolling.
Yeah, let's start into the kind of specialty ones that are sort of limited time. Mm-hmm. So I will start off with, we have another Metropolitan Opera coming to us, which those are kind of unique. You only get to see them for 3 days and they're gone forever.
Yep.
And the output we have this time is Ada, which is a, again, like all these operas, they're made back in like the 1800s. And they're kind of redone over and over again. But Ada covers a it's a story about a Ethiopian princess who gets kidnapped by the Egyptian Empire, and the general who kidnaps her kind of starts getting a little thing for her, and there's a little bit of flirting going on between the two of them. And on the outskirts of that, the Egyptian princess also has a thing for that that general. So you kind of have this messy love triangle thing going on, all set to beautiful music, and in true opera fashion, I'm sure it'll end up breaking your heart by the end of it. But that's what you go for. You go for beautiful music to fall in love with characters and leave crying.
That's right. That's right. The tragedy. Okay. So the Met Opera's Ada, that was what it was called.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A-I-D-A.
Okay. Yeah. When can we catch Ada?
That's right. You can catch it Sunday at 2 p.m., Monday at 6 p.m., or Wednesday at 11 a.m. And again, these are really good deals, because if you were to go watch this live in New York, it would cost you hundreds and hundreds of dollars on top of thousands for a flight. Or you can just pay $30 and come watch it here in Nelson, you know, right from the comfort of your own home in our beautiful auditorium.
Oh, that's right. And it's in one of the biggest cinemas, too, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's in cinema too, which is you know, one of the biggest screens in pretty much all of the South Island.
Boom.
So you can catch it on the biggest screen. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Met Opera Ada. What was the rating on that one, Brett?
It is just an M for mature.
Okay. All right. One down. Where do we go next?
All right. Next, I'll do some advanced screenings for you. This movie officially starts May 15th, but we're getting it, you know, ahead of schedule for the weekend, and it's a film called The Salt Path, which was hugely popular in our British and Irish Film Festival last year, and now it's just kind of coming out for proper release. And what The Salt Path is it's based on a best-selling book from Rainer Wynne, and it covers this kind of couple in England that are just down on their luck. They're going to have to default on their home. They lose their job. They basically lose everything. And so in that moment of panic, kind of from the bottom, they just go, screw it, we're just going to walk. And they decide to walk the Salt Path, which is this 630-mile-long trek pretty much all the way around the coast of England.
Wow.
And yeah, so you just kind of are following this story of these people that are just kind of got nothing now, and they're just trying to figure life out again. And it's kind of a beautiful little love story, because it follows a married couple as they're doing it. So they're kind of, you know, reigniting their love and trying to figure out what they're going to do with life.
Is this the English Forrest Gump?
I think both of the people are mentally, you know, not playing ping pong ball. There we go.
Okay.
Or going to China. Yeah.
Okay, cool. It is not, no, it doesn't look anything like Forrest Gump. Just the walking instead of the running. Okay, so The Salt Path. You said it did well in the film festival, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those that there was like 2 or 3 movies that sold out every session, and this was one of them. So I expect a lot from this film, and it has a lot of really good praise. So I definitely think it's worth your time to check out.
Okay. And it's starring Gillian Anderson.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's got peak acting in it. She's the X-Files gal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Mulder or Scully? Mulder? Scully.
Yeah, that's right. Scully. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe there's aliens in this. Who's to say? You're going to have to come out and find out.
Cool.
I don't want to believe anyhow.
Yeah, all right. When is it on? When can we go catch the Salt Path in some sneak previews?
Yes, you can catch us ahead of schedule on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at either 1 p.m. or 6 p.m. Barring Sunday, you can only catch it at 3:50 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, is it a heavily restricted movie?
It is not. It is M for mature for a bit of drug use and offensive language, so technically anyone can go to it.
All right, sounds good. And I like the little catchphrase, life one step at a time.
There we go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. All right, that is The Salt Path. And where do we head in the world next, my friend?
So I'll actually lump these next two movies together.
Okay.
It was maybe like a week or 2 weeks ago, we had a film called The Chosen come out. Mm-hmm. And it was just part one. So in quick succession, they're actually giving us part two and three at the same time, and you can only catch it over the weekend. And if you're unfamiliar with The Chosen, mm-hmm. it's actually a TV series, but they tend to broadcast the premieres in a theatrical run. And it just covers the story of Jesus. And we're kind of in that point where in the Jesus story where we're in Jerusalem and he's evangelizing to everyone and kind of rocking up the government system there. So, you know, if you know the Jesus story,
yeah.
This is kind of leading into the crucifixion. So we're kind of nestled into that.
Okay. Woo. All right. So now, is there two of them? Is this the implication we're getting here?
Yeah, yeah. So there's we're screening them at the same time, both part two and part three. So, and which should be the whole arc of the whole, this season of the thing. So you can kind of basically, if you've caught it a few weeks ago, you can watch the whole season and on the biggest screens around, which is pretty cool.
Wow. Okay. So that is part two and three. Is that right?
That's right. But they're two separate movies. So
okay.
just so everyone knows, I'm just kind of lumping them together.
Yeah.
All cool. A continuation.
Okay. I did speak to somebody who was incredibly excited that you did have part one a few weeks back. And so I know there will be an audience going to this one.
Yeah, definitely. It did really well. So I expect there to be, some church groups and stuff coming in for this. And what I will also say about this is, like, generally I think Christian media has a bit of a stigma for being like lower production.
Yeah.
And what sets this up is that this is actually like they've got class acting in it and really high production values.
Yeah.
So it's a real high production look into the story of Christ. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that is The Chosen part two and three. If you didn't see part one, but you know the story, you'll be able to jump in fairly easily, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whenabouts are they screening, Brett?
Yep, and this is a limited run, so you can only watch it this weekend.
Okay.
So you can catch part two on either Saturday or Sunday at 3:40 p.m., or you can catch part three at 7 p.m. on those same days.
Okay, very limited. Get your tickets for The Chosen. And what rating was on them? Did I ask you that already?
No, but they are just PG on the ratings.
Okay.
And part three has violence. So that might be when we get to the crucifixion era of things, I'm guessing.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. They are happening. Get online, statecinemas.co.nz, to check out more details. But yeah, get the tickets. Very limited run. If you've just joined us, this is At the Flicks. I'm Matt. I'm talking to Brett down at State Cinemas. We are running through new releases and specials coming up at State Cinemas. Where are we going next?
All right. Now I think we're into our proper releases, stuff that's just actually out, not kind of limited things.
Yep.
And I got four of these for you. So I'll start off with one that was really, really heavily requested. So I'm happy we were able to get it. But it's Ocean with David Attenborough.
Tell me.
And I think. Yeah, and I think everyone knows David Attenborough. He just is kind of a documentary legend. You know, his voice has been over every sort of nature documentary out there from the BBC. And this one is targeting specifically just the history of our seas, of the ocean, and kind of, you know, how they've been going through sort of collapsing and because of human activity on it. And, is there a way to recover them and bring them back to life? And it seems like there might be, but you'll have to watch the documentary and find out.
Okay. Now, I know that these things are usually fairly stunning visually, and the sound is usually pretty amazing. So seeing it on the big screen, I think will be quite a good thing.
Absolutely. And we do have this in one of our big auditoriums that has that really cool HPS sound system that we have. So this one's definitely one you don't want to watch it at home. You want to catch it on a big curved screen, big sound. And also another cool note, this is David Attenborough turns 99 this year.
Whoa.
It's crazy. You're getting the perspective from a man. He's literally been on Earth almost 100 years. So it's real interesting.
Wow. That's good. All right. Ocean with David Attenborough. When is it going to be on? So this is an official release. So I'm assuming it's showing a few more than two times.
This one, because the week is so crazy, it is actually only showing two times a day, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's on daily.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is on daily, though. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's a documentary. So is it rated?
It did get a PG for a bit of adult theme. So it must be some heavy topics that he's talking about without it. Through there, so just be aware of that.
Yep. Okay, cool. And again, if you want to find out more, go to statecinemas.co.nz. Yeah, you can click on Coming Soon at this stage and you'll find the info and the trailer there. Right. This is At the Flicks. Brett is talking new releases. What's up next?
All right, we'll keep this going. And now we've got a movie that was filmed over in Australia, so kind of homish grown. You know, I know there's a bit of a turf war, but from our side of the world anyhow, there's a film called With or Without You. And this one's actually very similar to The Salt Path, but just, I guess, with a bit more of an Aussie flavor. It follows a younger girl whose ex-boyfriend just torched her caravan that she's been living in, and her mom is a kind of a raging alcoholic, so she's trying to deal with that, get her mom sorted, and she just says, oh, I can't do it anymore, and just goes off into the outback to try and find herself, and kind of stumbles along a young gentleman to go on the travel with her. So it's a movie of just exploring wilderness and trying to find yourself and find a way to deal with life stresses. But this one does seem to have a bit more humor sprinkled along the way, whereas I think Salt Path is a bit more melancholy.
Right.
So kind of a different flavor of the same topic.
Okay. I think it would be easier, the getting out in the sort of coast of England than maybe getting out in the outback. But anyway.
That's right. In England, you're not having to, like, punch kangaroos and karate chop giant spiders. So a little bit more volatile, I think, in Australia.
That's right. Okay, so it's called With or Without You. And when's it on, and what rating have we got?
Yeah, it's infamature for a bit of sex scenes, sexual references, and offensive language. And you can catch it two or three times a day, just depending on what day of the week you go.
All right, check out the website for more details, statecinemas.co.nz. We're charging through these, Brett. Where do we head in the world next? We've sort of been all over the place. We've been to the Middle East. We've been to England. We've been all over the oceans. We've been to Australia and the Met Opera. That was in Egypt, back in the Middle East. So where are we next?
Yeah, let's stick with some olden time things. Let's go over kind of into that UK area, you know, in the petticoats and sort of castles time period. I've got a period drama for you called Lies We Tell, which is another film that was in the British and Irish Film Festival that's finally coming out for full release. And Lies We Tell is a kind of a good boiler tension of a movie where it follows an 18-year-old girl who's inheriting her estate from her dead father. So there's a lot of money coming her way, but she can't actually get it until she turns 21.
Uh-huh.
So she gets a guardian in place to kind of take care of her in the meantime, which is her uncle, who's a bit of an uncouth kind of, he's marked as a pariah of society, and he's trying to weasel in there, find a way to get that money. And all the locals sort of sniff there's some money there, so they're all trying to get to her. So it's this real, like, boilerplate of this kind of young, naive girl with a lot of money coming her way and everyone wants it. And how is she going to get out of this? Yeah.
Okay. All right. It could be a bit heavy, maybe?
It is an R16, so there is a lot of heaviness that comes through here. So I would say if you're triggered by sort of either rape, suicide, or violence, you know, be aware that that's going to be involved in this film.
Sure. Yes, it does look very intense, but I'm sure it's done really well. So this was another that was in the film festival. Is that there? All right, the British Film Festival?
Yeah, which I almost feel like is like a badge of honor for a movie, for you knowing its quality. Those guys know how to curate really good films. So we're really excited to actually be able to have this on a wide release and not just for like one or two screenings. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm sure, again, these period pieces can look absolutely fantastic. It is Lies We Tell. So it is a bit heavier. What rating was on this one, Brett?
It did get stuck with an R16 rating, so there, okay. It is a very heavy movie, some of the content that goes on, but it does look really intriguing.
Yeah. All right, and plenty of chances to see it down at State Cinemas?
Yep, two or three times a day, again, depending on the day of the week. Usually Sundays and Mondays, we open a little later, so those are two sessions there on those days.
Brilliant. Okay. This is At The Flicks on Fresh FM, catching up with Brett down at State Cinemas, who's running us through a large fleet of new movies, which is exciting stuff. We've been all over the place so far. We've got further to travel. So what is next?
I think we're going to go to my turf, because I'm an Indiana boy back in the States. Huh. We've got a movie set in a cornfield, and it is called Clown in a Cornfield. This is for my spooky boy fans, for people who are into fun little slasher horror movies.
Yeah.
The title kind of says it all. The movie is indeed about a clown in a cornfield. It's set in this sort of fading Midwestern town, so a town that's starting to kind of, you know, just be down on its luck. But the kind of local legend or local hero or local figurehead or mascot of this town is a clown called Frendo, and he's just in everything there, like all the marketing and everything for the town. But it turns out Frendo might be more than just a little mascot. He might be roaming the cornfields with chainsaws and crossbows and just taking teenagers out. So it's a really campy, fun. I think they're trying to aim in on that sort of like nostalgia of like 90s slasher movies.
Yeah.
Think like Scream, but with clowns.
Yeah. I did see the trailer, and I did sort of think that, and it does look like a bit of fun if you're into that sort of thing. Clowns, spooky. Cornfields, spooky. It looks cool.
Yeah, and don't let like the title fool you, because it's being deliberately campy. This movie is currently sitting at a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So it's actually like it's getting a lot of praise. There's more there than what it seems. The director actually did a movie called Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, which if anyone's seen that, it's a really good, like, you think it's this movie's one thing, but it's actually something entirely different. And it's usually nothing but tons of fun, laugh, and blood splatter. So I think this will be more the same.
Cool. All right. It does look like it could be a bit of fun. Clown in a Cornfield. So it is a horror. It'll be a bit of a higher rating.
Yes, that blood splatter leads us to a bit of bloody violence, horror, and offensive language, and lands it at an R16.
Okay, cool. And plenty of opportunity to see it across the week?
Again, it's such a stacked week, because we have actually over 42 films playing this week, that it's only getting two sessions a day.
All right, 42 films, but it is on daily, so plenty of opportunity. Plenty of opportunity. Again, if you want to watch the trailer, go to statecinemas.co.nz. And yeah, Clown in a Cornfield. Looks like a bit of, slasher fun.
Yeah, I'm. This is the one I'm never going to watch this week.
nice. Okay, well, where do we pivot to from a killer clown in a cornfield?
Well, I think those are all of our new releases, but I'd like to touch on again that we have 42 different movies playing this week. So more than, that we're getting Netflix numbers here. We've got tons of content, tons of variety here. And a big reason why there's such variety at the moment is because we're currently playing the Resine Architecture Design Film Festival, and that's causing a bunch of different movies to be in the mix. And what that whole festival is it's, if you're a fan of just architecture or deep dives into fashion and sort of creativity, it's just a bunch of different documentaries happening different days of the week, covering different topics.
Cool. And you're getting good numbers of punters coming down?
Yep, it's starting to pick up. We still have a few booklets left, so if you want to swing by and stay, you can pick up a booklet. Or if you go to our website, you'll see a thing at the top called RADS. And that's, an abbreviation of the Resine Architecture Design Film Festival.
Yes, cool.
Yeah.
And I was in the cinema the other day, and I grabbed one of the booklets for the French Film Festival, which is also on the way.
That is it. It is. So the Resine goes until the 21st of May, and then about 2 weeks later, we're jumping right into the French Film Festival. So we're in full force with festival season, and the French Film Festival is exactly what it sounds like it is. It's just the finest curated films from France.
Yeah, and a huge variety of films looking through it too. All sorts of genres and craziness.
Absolutely. It's actually the same people that organize the British and Irish Film Festival. They organize this as well. And yeah, they just have a really good sense of curating a really, really good movies. They never miss. Everything's always a banger in these.
Yeah, yeah. So you can check that out on the State Cinema's website under French for Film Festival, or you can rock on down and grab a physical brochure as well, which is always good if you want to go through and circle things you want to see and, you know, write some notes. And then they're handy because things do come back, which is one of the things you guys do, which is very cool, is if something's done well, you bring it back. And quite often it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And you can go check out the brochure and think, oh, I wanted to see that and I missed it. So
yeah. But it's always good too, because like you catch a lot of these like way ahead of the release schedule. Like, you know, we're just now getting Salt Path, but if you're one of the festival goers, you would have saw that almost like 6 months in advance. Oh, so it's really cool.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Okay, cool. So just now the Resine Architecture and Design is on, and upcoming is the Intrepid French Film Festival Aotearoa 2025. Whew, there's heaps. 42, did you say, films on at the moment? That's almost hard to get your head around.
Yeah, and it's really hard to schedule and program, too, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
I was here pretty late yesterday getting this weekly schedule done. And I'll mention one last thing, because I feel like I'm talking about a million movies, but Mission Impossible, the final Mission Impossible movie, is coming out on the 17th of May, and we've already got ticket sales up for it. So I just wanted to let people know, if you're dying to see Tom Cruise hang off of a plane or whatever crazy shenanigans he's going to do this movie, you can already grab your tickets for it.
Yes, sprinting with purpose. That's one thing he does well.
He does. He runs towards the camera with the best of anyone.
He certainly does. So no moustaches this week? No Bollywood films in the mix?
I don't know. I got robbed. I finally come back after weeks of hiatus, and I get no beards and mustaches to talk about.
All right. I'm sure they'll be back next week. I got to say, when we were in there on Saturday night, there was one of the films coming out, and man, there was a big audience, and everyone looked so happy.
I think we had the Bollywood movies were in over the weekend, and those sold out, so that definitely probably would have been it.
Yeah, definitely.
We would have had some great mustaches in those movies.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good to see. Really good to see.
Yeah.
Okay, Brett, thank you for joining us for another At The Flicks. It's good to have your return. Not that we didn't do well with the very capable James, but yeah, nice to have you back on deck, my friend.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back on air, and I'm excited to see everyone coming out this weekend, because we have pretty much anything you want to watch, we've got it. We've got every single variety, any touch, taste, whatever you want, we got it.
He does not lie. Hey, Brett, thanks for joining us for another At The Flicks on Fresh FM.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.